And after months of languishing in hundreds of overcrowded, understaffed, and undersupplied camps, Kenya's internally displaced persons are finally returning home, Will Taylor reports.
In early May, the Kenyan government launched an ambitious resettlement program known as Operation Return Home, which aims to resettle the more than 100,000 people still displaced by the violence that followed last year's presidential elections. The sprawling IDB camps that once collectively sheltered more than 250,000 people are now nearly empty, and deserted fields checkered with patches of bare ground where tents once stood are now the only evidence that thousands once lived there. However, not everyone is rejoicing at the prospect of returning home. Action by Churches Together spokesperson Sam Mutua says that many IDPs are still fearing for their lives.
People are feeling uncomfortable with their neighbors. That kind of feeling that, how sure am I that my neighbor has accepted me to come back, at least that I'm not endangering my life.
Most of the returning IDPs share similar apprehensions about going back to places where they watched neighbors murdered and homes burnt. And one of the major concerns is that there has been no real resolution to the conflict. The underlying issues of land ownership, economic inequity, and political manipulation of ethnic prejudice have yet to be addressed in a serious way. And without attention to the underlying causes, reconciliation between communities, and reparation for lost property, many fear that the stage is being set for another flare-up in the not-too-distant future. I'm Will Taylor.